Well, good morning. I'm going to start out with a confession. We try to work really hard here at the church to get everything all organized and in place. And before I give my confession, I'm going to tell you a story about a man named Jim at our former church. Jim was a prayer warrior, and he'd always come to me just before the service. He'd come up and say, "Pastor, I've read what you're going to preach about, and I prayed through it, and I'm just excited to hear what God is going to say to me this morning through this passage." And so if you are a Jim and you've read the bulletin and you've read the passage, you're doubly blessed because I'm not preaching on that. That's my fault. That's no one else's. I realized this morning that what I had prepared was not what you were told was going to be taught. So if you are trying to figure out how do these songs fit, and I apologize for Cheryl, she planned these songs based on that passage, but they do fit. But we're not going to talk about that. I'm going to tell you about that a little bit later, because we are continuing in our series of the Gathered and Scattered Church, and Pastor Alvin has been leading us through, walking us through what the church is to be. And as a refresher for those who may have missed his messages, when we talk about the church, it's not this building we're referring to, it's the people. The people that call themselves followers of Christ. And if you're sitting here this morning or listening online later and you're deciding what it means to be a follower of Christ and you haven't done that yet, this message may seem a bit personal to you, maybe directed to you. You may feel that and you may think I'm talking about you, but don't be offended. Continue to learn, continue to listen, and continue to seek out what God is saying. Last week we introduced the term the scattered church. We've talked about the gathered church, but right now we are the gathered church. We sit here listening, and we're gathered. But we're going to talk about what the scattered church looks like. And we are the scattered to be in this world, to be salt and the light in this world. And in Scripture, if you remember, like last week, it's been defined, the world is a system of beliefs that the people hold on to. A little bit different than what we hold on to. The system is different because our beliefs are based on Scripture and what it means to be a follower of Christ. And you heard about being salt in the world and light to the world. And we heard about that. And this morning we're going to continue in looking at this passage. And we're going to see what God's calling on the church in a familiar passage you probably have heard a few times before. If this is the first time you've heard this passage, great. But I want to take you through a familiar passage that talks about a parable about the scattered church. Quite literally, it's about scattering. And before we dive into this text this morning, I want to remind you of a style of preaching and teaching during the time of Jesus and the rabbis of that day. You see, it's different than our teaching today, and it may seem a bit different to you. Can you remember back in high school? Some of you, you're still there. Some of you, it's been a few years because you are reaching that, what's the title, Here and Beyond? Yes. I'm joining in that group now. And we were taught in high school that to do an essay, you have to have a thesis statement right at the beginning, and then you go about talking about what your point is about, and you draw that on. Parables are not like that. They're a little bit different. They get you to think about something different and then wrestle with the message. And Jesus challenged the people when they heard this message at the end. He didn't start at the beginning, he did it at the end. And he said in Matthew 13:9, whoever has ears, let them hear. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Maybe this is the first time you've heard this story that we're going to read this morning. Maybe it's your 100th time you've heard this story. But my prayer and hope is that Jesus' words this morning will challenge you to hear the words and to respond. So let's look at the parable. Turn with me not to Luke, but to Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. It's going to be on the screen. If you don't have a Bible, you're welcome to grab one at the back, or if you have your device, I want you to open up God's Word. It's very important that we're reading from His Word. I'm reading from Matthew 13, verses 1 to 9 in the NIV. That same day, Jesus went out to the house and sat by the lake. Such a large crowd gathered around him that he got into his boat and sat in while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, I find that interesting. Jesus sat down while everyone else stood up and listened. Now I stand up and everyone sits down and listens. I like his method better, but anyways. Because no, I'm not going to be opening up the doors if you're sleeping. Maybe I'll just get you to stand. So if your neighbor's nodding off, just get them to stand, and then we all know they're nodding off. Anyways, back to the passage. Then he told them many things, a parable saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. And as he was gathering his seed, some fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seeds fell on the good soil, where it produced a crop 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. And he ends, whoever has ears, let them hear. You see, when we talk about the mission of the church, specifically being a scattered church, we are referring to the being in the world and not living like it does. It means we are to be out there scattering God's word, the seed, to all we can. Scattering his word can be done in several different ways for each one of us. Although Jesus taught many things out in a boat, today we're going to look at the parable of the farmer. If you haven't already guessed, Jesus is telling the disciples that those, and like us in this room, we are called to be followers of Christ. We're to be in the business of sowing seeds, which is God's word. Spreading the seeds of his kingdom and what it means to be a believer in every aspect of our lives. For some of you listening to this message, it's clear what it means to plant seeds. In other churches I've served, I would always hear about their gardening crops in their backyards, and people are gifted in that. I would be jealous of their skill, although I'd often receive benefits from it. But my back 40 inches in the backyard would be less than stellar. And I would find myself comparing, I wish I was like them. You see, if you hear this parable, as I've often heard this parable, I would always be thinking of ways to compare the different soils and a longing to be in that fertile soil. Because that's where we feel the most successful. I want to be in a ministry where it is fertile, where things are growing. Can I let you in on a little secret? And maybe you're smarter than me and you caught on earlier, but the parable's main point is not about the soil or trying to be in that fertile soil. If you're a follower of Christ and this parable makes you feel like, I've done so many times, what is my effort? Why is it not producing fruit? You may have missed the point of Jesus' parable. Because it's not about the fields or the location of where the seed falls. The church, we as farmers, have one task. Cast the seed. Spread the seed. As one person so eloquently described it, we are to cast the seed liberally. Waste no expense. I know when I've tried to plant seed for my grass, my withered lawn, the seed cost money, so I'd sparingly hang on to some of that seed. I thought the ground needed it over there, I'm going to plant it there because that's where it needs it most. But that's not this parable, is it? Jesus said the farmer cast. He scattered. He went out and did the work of all on all the fields. He didn't choose which one to do. He just did it everywhere. It's like each time he'd reached into his bag of seed and pulled out to cast some more, and he'd put his hand back in the bag of seeds and found that it was just as full as it was when he pulled out the last seeds. You see, in this parable, the seed is God's word, God's truth. The truth found in Scripture. Week after week, you come here and hear God's truth. In your personal study and reading of God's word, you hear God's truth. In sharing God's word with each other, as we gather up and equip one another, we hear God's truth. And it increases our bag of seed. We must remember that our lives should be balanced to be out spreading that word of God equally as we're bringing it in, to be the scattered church. This past week as staff, we were working through our Ways Through Goals and ministry here at Mount Olive, and we're discussing how we can spur one another on to being a scattered church. I'd like to show you something I have in my office as a reminder of this parable. You may not be able to see that way back there, but it's a hard hat. And it's a colorful hard hat. It's got a lot of different stickers on it. When I got it, it wasn't. It was completely white and new. You see, there was a time in my ministry that I was living in the time of gathering of the church. That's all I did was gathering. I worked in a Christian ministry leading those who accepted the call on their life, and we were the gathered. I spent most of the day teaching ways we could grow in our relationship of being Christ, the gathered. Then I would go home and meet with fellow Christians and live together, the gathered. My weekends were filled with watching the fruit of God's effort in the lives of people, the gathered. My Sunday, well, it was like this, very similar today, the gathered. I didn't have much time for being scattered. Don't get me wrong, I wasn't doing anything wrong. It was in a season of rich growth. I didn't see the full picture of this parable. My seed bag was not at my side, and my planting arm was out of shape. Then life changed for me. I was handed this helmet. I'm not going to put it on because it's really dirty. A fresh, new, white, clean helmet. God pulled me out of that ministry of being in a gathered ministry, and I found myself in the scattered church role. God directed me to a job of commercial construction, and the helmet was needed, honestly, in several different ways. I no longer lived in the world of harvest, but of planting. My first day in the job, a new white helmet, new work boots. Can you imagine? New white helmet, new work boots, and I walk onto a work area where a lot of people had been working for years. Fortunately, I had a used hammer and a tool pouch that was well used, and it wasn't my first time swinging a hammer. But they asked, what were you doing before? What job site were you on beforehand? And I described what I was doing, and they're going, oh. Fortunately, I knew how to swing a hammer, so that helped a bit. But it was different for me. The morning didn't start out with prayer as a team when they gathered. I heard the name Jesus, God, and other choice words that weren't quite the same way I was used to hearing them. The field of fruitful soil wasn't there. In fact, while very much of like you face every day in the scattered church, it's tough sowing. I kept this helmet in my office as a reminder of where part of my world needs to be and where most of your world is. Many of you live as the scattered church, and that's great. Many of you live with a bag full of seed, and you're regularly casting, and you're tired. Jesus in this parable reminds me and should remind you that our job is not to be the seed, but to cast the seed where God has placed us. We have the powerful word of God, and it does not return void. Our job as the scattered church is to be casting. When we're described as the scattered church, it is you and me living outside these walls and sharing God's word with all that we come in contact with. For many of you, it's our workplace. Some of you, it's your family. But this parable starts out with a farmer went out. I guess a question we should ask one another is, how's your casting arm? A song I taught for children for many years added a line that isn't in today's text. It went like this. A farmer went out to sow, to plant some seeds in hopes that they would grow. I wonder if we're the scattered church, should we be more concerned with the scattering of God's word and let the growth development up to God's care? I ask myself this question, how is my scattering seed going? So let's take a look at the descriptions of the fields or the circumstances of life that we face. Because Jesus used four different types of soil to make his point. Jesus now casts to the heart of the parable, that is the grounds in which the seed is cast or sown. And once we know and understand that the church, the goal of a farmer is to cast without discrimination. Don't take your seeds and, well, it works going to work better over here, so I'm going to give it here, and I'm going to forget about this area. To cast where we stand and not to be concerned about the location, it changes our perspective. In each of these grounds, I want you to pay close attention to the actions of the seed. I've heard this time and time again, and most of us focus on the results of our effort, but pay close attention to the action of the seed. And I'll give you a little hint. The seed did what the seed is built to do. And each of these four different paths, it responded the same way. I also want you to notice the response to the seed's action in each of the grounds. And finally, I want you to realize that the description of each of these four areas is about the people in our life that we come in contact to and with every day. For some of us, our direction in life may take us to the same path, but I well imagine that many of us are connected in one way or the other with each of these grounds. And if you're here this morning or listening later, and you're not a follower of Christ, don't be offended to a description, because one of these grounds may describe you. These are not statements of judgment. Rather, it's a description of where people are at in their interactions with the seed, with God's very word. And if you're on a journey to discover or come to an understanding of what we're talking about, and you've come here week after week, or maybe this is your first time, continue on this journey to find out what it means. Continue to ask questions. Continue to seek out the seed. Because the seed in this parable, like any other seed, has the power and ability to cut through even the hardest ground and grow. When I was 17, I volunteered with an organization to accompany an individual from Saskatchewan to Ontario for a conference. And at that conference on the lake, I experienced a beauty that you don't often see in Saskatchewan. This may not be exactly what it was like. I pulled this off the internet, but it's really close. Look at this tree growing in the middle of a rock. I often wonder how a tree could grow in a rock, but it started out with a single seed, with the determination to grow. So Jesus begins his parable with the first area called the path. The path is always the hardest place to plant. Like many paths we walk in life, they become hardened with constant pressure of people walking on them. It is where we begin our journey in our relationship with God. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." This is where we all have begun. And the seed that comes into our lives comes to the hardest of hardest hearts. One preacher said, The hardened disobedience of man's heart leads not to frustration of God's plan, but to their fruition. In this parable, the seed has a slow chance to do what it needs to do, and that is to begin to grow. It's snatched away before it has a chance to take root, to penetrate the hard surfaces it lands on. It doesn't mean it was pointless to land there, or to even cast the seed there. It only goes to show us that there are times in our lives when people we interact with may be in this situation. A hardened heart or trampled on ground. It's either produced by a choice to continue to be closed or been hurt by someone and their hearts have been hardened. Maybe you hear these words in the description, you think of a person in your mind, or maybe you're hearing these words and that's me. I've been hurt and now my heart is, no way am I going to open up and trust. That's a hardened heart. God's word, the seed, is still there and needs to be cast there because the ground can change, like we saw in that picture. As we live as the scattered church, may I encourage you to keep casting your seed, even on the rough surfaces of the path, because there's hope that one day the birds are not around and that seed can and will take root. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He moves onto the path of the rocky ground. Some fell on the rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. You see, this is the new heart. The parable that Jesus taught us, the scattered church, is that of the rocky ground. Again, we do not see judgment of the soil, but the condition in which the thriving seed can take place. When I worked in Manitoba, I asked one of the farmers in the church, "What type of crops do you plant?" His response always amuses me to this day. "I plant rocks," he says. Maybe you're a farmer and you understand that. The ground on which he had been given by God, where he was placed, provided rocks each year. The frost would come and up would come the rocks. And there was big piles all over his whole field, scattered. We too have rocky paths in our lives, in the lives of the people we're scattered with. Pastor Alvin had said this throughout his series, the best way to derail your faith is to not surround yourself with other believers. The folks in the rocky ground have done just that. If you're sitting here this morning and feeling discouraged or lack of growth you're experiencing in your life, it could be the other things in your life that are distracting you. The seed hasn't changed. It landed in this area and there was growth. There will be growth, but we can become distracted by hearing people's message than God's word. As living as a scattered church, we need to be watching for these people in our lives who have begun the journey with God, but are seeking to be encouraged and built up. Living the Christian life, following Christ, living the words found throughout the Bible, needs the theme, one another. Frankly, it takes the church. Living as a scattered church is casting seeds to the lives of the people we are encountering and making sure that they are connecting with the seed. And the seed begins to grow. Keep casting to those who are doubting. And then Jesus moves on to the next soil. Keep in mind of the seed's response. Other seeds fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. One person describes this soil as the soil of the distracted heart. If we're honest with each other, and this is the easiest soil for to find ourselves in as followers of Christ, when we rely on our own strength. The distractions of life for new seed to grow is a common problem that we as a scattered church deal with daily. I've been a pastor long enough to know that many in our midst are struggling with a distracted heart, and it's not known. They live in the shadows of their distractions. Jesus tells us that as workers, we need to continue to cast the seed in this area as well. Cast the seeds of truth of the gospel into the lives and the people around you. Maybe now you see yourself in this field, and you heard the message of the gospel time and time again, yet the things of this world are choking you out in the effectiveness of the gospel. May I encourage you to seek out believers, fellow believers that can guide you and walk you through. Seek out a trusted source, an accountability partner that will walk you as you deal with these things in your life. We have people who are willing to pray at the end of the service, and you could come here and they pray with you or for you as you journey, or maybe start this journey of faith. For the other seed sowers in the room, when you encounter and scattering seeds, remember, circle back to those that you have cast and do a little bit of weed pulling in their lives. Because we're reminded of this verse in Matthew, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. This is a reminder for us to all keep the seed going. And then Jesus moves on to the last soil. Still other seeds fell on good soil where it produced a crop 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. If we're truly honest with ourselves, and if you're anything like me, this is the soil or the scattering part of the church life that I like to be in. It's the part of the scattering the seed that gives us results of the actions, as if the growth has anything to do with us. Remember, I asked you to watch what happens to the seed in each of the environments. Its purpose was to grow where it was. Jesus says, in this soil, not only will the seed grow, but it will multiply. It will be greater, more numerous than the original seed. I'm always cautious when I find myself planting and spreading the seeds in this type of environment, because I know myself, and I have a tendency to take credit for what the seed has done. I'm reminded that my job is to sow the seed, to plant the seed, to spread the seed, no matter where I find myself. It's a blessing to me to see it multiply, but my role, our role as a scattered church, is to throw the seeds and let the seed do its job. So what can we take away from this parable as we look at the church, the people of Mount Olive, out as a scattered church? The first thing we can take away is our role of outside of the gathering. If you call yourself a follower of Christ, you are in the process of scattering seeds. You are the image of Christ to those you come in contact with. He has placed you there for a purpose. How we scatter our seeds look different for each one of us, but it's clear our responsibility to be salt and light in the world. The gathered church is important, but as we grow and learn together, it's equally important to be the scattered church. It's there where we make a difference in the world, where we are salt and light. We scatter to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to all that we come in contact with. For some of you, this is hard slugging. You're in an environment where you're the only believer, and you sow the seeds and it falls on hardened ground. Wear a helmet, because it's tough. May I encourage you to keep it up. God has placed you in that place, in that environment, for the purpose to be salt and light in that spot, and He will give you the strength to carry on. The good news is that we still have the gathered church for strength and support, and you can come back for that. For some of you, may be equally as hard as you're in an area where the true gospel hasn't been fairly presented, and your work seems to be small growth. You too must carry on. Continue to seed and celebrate those wins. Because remember, the seed is God's word, and we are reminded in Isaiah, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. It's been said this way, the parable of the soils not only says that the kingdom advances slowly and with varied responses to the proclamation of the kingdom, but implicitly challenges hearers to ask themselves what kind of soils they are. As the worship team comes up to close this morning, to lead us in a response, may I remind you that there's people here afterwards. In our journey, in your journey, as a scattered church, to pray with you. May I encourage you as you hear this closing song, and you realize that we are the lighthouse, and if you need support and encouragement, come. People are here to pray with you. Team, lead us.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We trust you have been encouraged and challenged in your faith journey. If you're desiring prayer, want more information on our church, want to partner with us, or be involved in any way, please go to our website at mountoliveefc.com. We'll see you next time.